Today's daf is daf Zion. We got to the last line of Vav Amud Beis, and the Gemara seems to quote a random Mishnah. The Mishnah in the beginning, from the beginning of Maseches Pei, the very first Mishnah, that Elu Tanan Hasam Elu Dvaram Shein Lam Shir. The following is a list of things that have no shir, as we know. Familiar with this Mishnah? Hapeh Vabikurim. Peah has no shir. You can give any amount as you want. Bikurim, last week's parsha, any amount of fruits of your first fruit you could bring. Harayon, we'll see the Gemara what that means. Gemiras chasadim, there's no shir, there's no defined amount how much gemiras chasadim has to be done. And Talmud Torah, any amount. So Amar B'Yochanan, kisrum anu lomar, so harayon ain lo shir limala. So initially I thought that meant, harayon meant, what it meant is no shir limala, there's no upper limit. But there is a starting point. You have to give at least something. Again, we haven't defined yet what this means, but it's whatever it is. There's some lower limit, but there's no upper limit. What it means is ain lo shir lo the mal lo mata. There is no shir. There's no bottom limit. There's no top limit. Chacham came along and said harayon mea kasef v'chagiga shtei kasef. From our mission, the beginning of Chagiga. Even though midaraisa there is no shear, you can give any amount you want for the carbon. The chacham came along and defined it as mea kesef for the riyah and the chagiga was shtei kesef. So Gemara is going to come back and explain for a moment what harayon means. But before we get to that, the Turi Evan asks the following question: there's something that's not on the list here of things that ain't lo shear. Reishis Hageiz is a mitzvah found in Parsha Shoftim. It's a parak in Chulin talks about Reishis Hageiz, the first shearings of the animals. So why is that not on this list? So explain to Turi Evan, even though there's no actual shear, no pun intended on the shearings, there is a shear on how many animals you have to use to take the shearings from. You have to have at least five sheep to take the shearings from. So as opposed to all the other cases, the peah, the bikurim, could come from either a kark of a kol shu. So what is mechayivit, and also the actual giving has no shear. But when it comes to Reishis Hageiz, the mechayiv, you need five sheep to start off, but the amount you give, that has no shear. So since it has, again, the five sheep is necessary to start it, that's why it's not on the list here. Gemara asks, what does it mean exactly when we mentioned in the Mishnah, Maiha Rayon? What does Maiha Rayon mean? So Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish have the following debate. Rav Yochanan Amar, Rias Panim Bazara. The amount of times a person could show up, present himself in the Azara in the base of Migdash. Reish Lakish Amar, Rias Panim Bekarbon. What it means is referring to when you show up, when you bring the carbon to accompany your greeting of Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you will. So Gemara is going to explain what this Machlokis is about. Kuli Alma, Lo Pligi, sorry, Be'ika Regel, Kuli Alma Lo Pligi, De Rias Panim Bekarbon. When it comes to the Ikar Regel, when it comes to Yontif itself, so everybody's in agreement that you have to bring a carbon to show up. Very first time you come, first day of Yontif, you have to bring a carbon. There's no machlokas there. Ki pligi, when do Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish argue? Bishari Mosav Regel, the rest of the week, they're Chol Moed, and the last day of Yontif, there's the machlokas. So, Kol Heicha de Asav Aisi, and they also agree that if you were to bring the carbon the remaining days, they would be accepted. It wouldn't be considered chulun bazara. They'd accept the carbon. So that's also not a point of dispute. Ki pligi, when do they argue? De asa velo aisi. That's machlokas. So again, day one, everyone agrees you bring the carbon. The rest of the days, if you were to bring a carbon, it's acceptable. But what if you came the rest of the days but did not bring a carbon to accompany your rias panim? That's machlokas. The Rabbi Yochanan Tzava rias panim bazara, the chol emas da'asi lo tzarech lasiye. Yochanan felt that whenever you show up on the remaining days of Yomtif, you don't have to bring anything. If you do bring it, it's acceptable, but there's no requirement. It's all rias panim. You could just show your face. And Reish Lakish Amar rias panim b'karbon, the chol emas da'asi tzarech lasiye. He holds every time you show up, you have to, in fact, bring the carbon. So that's machlokas, what exactly rayon means. Okay, so let's just look at Rashi's for a second here. Rashi writes, my harayon, it's around 10 now lines down in Rashi, he says, v'lo tani haria. He explains, what's the question? Why didn't the Mishnah teach the typical language of riya, like we learned in the beginning of Chigiga? Why did it say rayon? So Rashi explains, it'll have a mashma d'me ola. If it just said riya, it would imply the amount of money needed to for the olas riya. Dilahasha, now that says riayon, something different, lav b'damim asha, doesn't imply using money. Ela b'mitzvahs rias panim. It's referring to their showing up. Rias panim, showing your face, nothing to do with money. And Rashi explains further that Rabbi Yochanan Amar rias panim ba'azara kama pam shehu chavet ba umar asma ba'azara. A person is allowed to show up as many times as he wants in the azara. Ve'ein tzarech lavi karbon b'chol ria. So that's what it means that Harayon has no shear. You could show up as many times as you want during the 7 days, during the 8 days of Yom Tif, as many times as you want. That's what it means, there's no shear. And then Rish Lakish Pin Rashi explains is Rias Panim Bikarbon Vitzarch Lehavi Karbon Akopam Apam. He also agrees you could come as many times as you want. They both agree that Ein Lo Shear means you could show up as many times as you want. The Machlokas is when you show up these many times, do you have to also bring a Karbon? Rabbi Yochanan says you don't have to. Reish Lakish says you do have to. But again, if you do bring it, even Rabbi Yochanan will agree it's an acceptable karbon. That's the machlokas. I was going to go through a series of questions back and forth between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Gemara asks Esive, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So just to try to remember, Rabbi Yochanan holds that all rias panim. Reish Lakish holds you have to bring the karbon. So Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan. Says the pasuk, V'lo yira p'nei reikam. There's an isser to show up empty-handed. So doesn't that imply that you have to bring the carbon when you show up? This supports Reish Lakish and goes against Rabbi Yochanan. So Amar Leih b'Ikaregel. That passage referring to Dafka the Ikaregel, day one of the Antif. Yes, day one it's usher to come empty-handed. But the remaining days is not included in this isser.
Day one or the first day that he comes?
I believe the first day he comes, right.
The first day he comes.
Exactly.
Even if it's the third day. Whenever exactly. He shows up, that's when Right?
Yeah, correct, exactly. Even though it's ideal to show up day one, but you have that tashlum to bring it any other day. So whenever he shows up as the first day, you're right, would require carbon. Right, you just, Rashi writes, by the way, Be'ikar Regel. There's a short little Rashi around halfway down the page.
But he writes, exactly. He doesn't write.
Right. So I wonder if...
So it might seem that if you come to...
I wonder, maybe the Isser doesn't exist anymore. Maybe you have a Chiyuv, but maybe no Isser. Maybe that's what he's trying to say. Let's see. Rambam says, in contrast to that, Rambam writes in Hilchos Chagiga, Perek Beis Halachavav, Ikar Rega means Yom Rishon O Tashlume Rishon, the made-up day, like you said. Some say Rashi has the same kavana. That's what Rav Yerucham Fisher Perlau explains. I would imagine others would say maybe Rashi really means Dafki Yom Tov Rishon, and only Yom Tov Rishon would there be an Isser, maybe. But the other days, maybe there would not be an Isser. Not sure. Interesting. Okay.
Come back several times on the first day. The first time you come, you have to bring.
And then if you come the second day,
If you come back on day one.
No, let's say you come back on day two.
That for sure you wouldn't have to. But even if you come back on day one, a second time or a third time,
you have to bring carbon.
You might think that you don't need to come back on the first day. When you come back, you don't have to. But on the second day, you do because you weren't yotze by the second day.
No, that doesn't address it.
But are you saying, Harry, that if you come a second time on day one, you have to bring a carbon again?
No, you don't.
No, only then, meaning day one, is one required to bring an offering every time he appears.
Right.
But not on subsequent days.
So that's good. So that's the diak. He says day one, the entire day one, is subject to the Isser. So he's making the opposite diak. Maybe he agrees to the Rambam that even the other days also, if it's your first day, you'd have to bring a carbon.
Right.
But on day one, multiple times. Who says that?
It's an expensive.
Don't go so many times, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I guess they don't want you hanging around.
No loitering. Okay, so that's the first question that Reish Lakish challenges Rabbi Yochanan with. Then the Gemara says, "Aseve, another question." V'lo yira p'nei reikam. Don't show up empty-handed. Bizvachim ata bizvachim. You can't show up empty-handed, meaning you have to bring zvachim to accompany your appearance in the Beis Hamikdash. Says the Gemara, ata omer bizvachim. You're saying you have to bring zvachim, animals, behemos, Oh, eino elo. Bofos menachos. Maybe it really means birds or flower offerings. Vidinhu. It's logical because nemra chagiga lehediot. It said chagiga by hediot. Vinema ria legavoa. That when we say hediot, hediot means non-gavoa, but really in this case, it means it's a carbon that the hediot that a regular person gets to eat from. A chagiga we say was a shlamim. So the baal and the kohen get to eat from the shlamim, that's why it's called a hediot, as opposed to the ria, which is an ola, it's kulu legavoa. So it says chagiga with respect to a hediot, and it says ria with respect to gavoa. Ma chagiga hamur lehediot zvachim. Just like chagiga, the sh has to be from animals, has to be from behemos. Af ria hamur legavoa zvachim. So too the ria, the olas ria has to come from zvachim as well. Okay. And then ma hin zvachim olas. So what are the zvachim that you're bringing? These zvachim that you bring for the ria have to be olos, that's kulu legavoa. So the Gemara says, wait a second, ata omer olos, you said that the ria has to be an ola, that all goes to legavoa. O einu ela shlamim, maybe it really means shlamim, that the kohen and the baal get a chelik of the ria as well. The Gemara says, dinhu, nemra chagiga lehediot, nemra ria legavoa. So ma chagiga hamura lehediot biroilo, af ria hamura legavoa biroilo. So, I'm not really getting the whole din here, to be honest. What's a nemra ria legavoa, nemra chagiga nemra chagiga lehediot, nemra ria hamura? Is this a gzer shava or a hekesh it's trying to present? Just a svara.
Yeah.
But why are we trying to apply? I guess because they both are yontif karbonos. So they should be just similar, even though there's no pasuk that connects the two of them. I guess, yeah. Yeah, that's what it says here. Since they're both commanded on the regel,
right.
They're affiliated with each other.
Right.
Okay, so yeah, that's just...
It's an interesting svara.
Right.
Because really, the Chagiga, it's not completely lehediot. It's part of the Gavoa also, or not?
Yeah, no, you're right. It is part of the... Right. Everyone gets a chelik, even the Gavoa. But since...
I guess the majority is for the balance.
I'm not even sure if it's majority. It could be. I don't know the how it's portioned out. But... But I guess the fact that chagiga is shlamim, and we know it's a shlamim, and the baal gets some of it, and that's roi lo, so to the ria has to be something that's roi lo, since ria was meant to be like a gavoa.
Right.
So therefore, we're saying it has to be an ola, which only the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets a chelik of.
Yeah, but you could have said the same way as ria is part gavoa, part... the same way as chagiga is part gavoa, part hediot, you could also say that ria could be part gavoa, part hediot.
Right, but we know the ria has to be the gavoa, because if you look at Rashi, Rashi is nemra ria la gavoa. It's around nemra ria la gavoa. Where do you see that it's mentioned ria is supposed to be exclusively la gavoa? D'halo yero panai, it says. D'chsev mashma litzor chaya nishal. I'm asking for me. Come see my face. So it's all for me, exclusively for me. So what's ra'ilo? So the Gemara finished off that line. V'chein b'din, it's also sensible. Shelo yeh shulchancha malei v'shulchan rabcha reikam. So too, it doesn't make sense that your shulchan, your table is full of eating, the shlamim, and the table of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this be'ach is empty. It doesn't make any sense. So therefore, you get the hediot, the shlamim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets the ri'ah, if you will. And so that's how we understand this whole drasha. Now, it comes out from all this, though, so you have to bring zvachim as part of the ri'ah.
What's interesting is from what Rashi says is that from Rashi would seem that it would be enough not to make a hekesh. All you have to do is say, so panai is the gavoa, and that's it. You don't have to go through the whole comparison with chagiga.
Once it's the tzarchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's got to be an ola. Nothing else is the tzarchi.
Right, so why do you need to compare it to?
Right, I hear. Yeah, that's a very good question. I'm not sure. This logic, I'm not really following. So I'm not familiar with this logic of. There's no rule being used. There's no Yud Gimel Midos. There's no Gzer Shava Hekesh Kal V'Chomer. It's just they're both said by the Rego. So I'm not even sure the mechanism that's being used. It sounds like a good question, but what comes out from this whole medrash is though that there's an issur to show up empty-handed. And how can Rabbi Yochanan suggest that you show up to the base of Mikdash in the remaining days without bringing the carbon? So Rabbi Yochanan responds back, I'm late, Bikar Rego. No, this whole drush is talking about the day one, that you bring the carbon. But the other days, in Echanami, you don't have to bring anything, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Esivei Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda now raises the following question. Omer, Shelosh Regalim B'Shana, the three Yom Tovim we have throughout the year, Nitztavu Yisrael La'alos Beregel, they are required to go up to Yerushalayim. B'chag HaMatzot, B'chag HaShavuot, B'chag HaSukkos. V'ein Nirin Chatzon, they can't appear halfway, and the Gemara on the bottom will explain what that means. We'll leave that aside for now. Shenemar, Kol Zechorcha, everyone has to come, not partially. We'll leave that aside again. V'ein Nirin Rekonim, they also can't show up empty-handed. Shenemar, V'lo Yerapnei Reikam. So we see here, clearly, when they show up to the Shlosh Regalim, they have to bring something with them. Again, the third answer is Amrlei, Bika Regel, this is referring to. Some of Farshim try to explain, this is, we knew the answer. Once you answer the first way this way, you knew the other answers would be Bika Regel, Bika Regel, Bika Regel. Why do they ask the same type of question from different angles three separate times? I didn't look at the answers, but I know it's addressed in the back why the three similar questions. And then the Gemara asks yet a fourth question. Asivei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan turns the tables and asks on Reish Lakish. It says Yira Yira. The pasuk says Yira Yira. See and be seen. Ma ani b'chinam afata b'chinam. Just like I see you for nothing, so too you should see me for nothing. You shouldn't have to pay schar. You shouldn't have to pay any admission fee or no carbon. So we see that according to Reish Lakish, so why do you have to make them bring this admission fee of a carbon every single time? It says af ani b'chinam, ma ani b'chinam af ata b'chinam. So Ella Gemara says, by this is interesting. I just noted this right now that this reminds me of a Gemara Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim says when a person teaches Torah Shebichsav, a Rebbe, he's not allowed to take money for teaching Torah Shebichsav, because just like there's a Zehekesh in the pasuk, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Just ma anim bechinim." Just like I teach bechinim, so too the Rebbe has to teach bechinim. So here too, also the same idea: ma anim bechinim afata bechinim. What's the connection? So there's a Tosas and Babas and the Sefer Chinuch writes that what's the purpose of a lila regel and what's the purpose of ma'isa sheni where we have to bring the fruits to Yerushalayim? What's the purpose of all these different things? He writes the whole purpose is to learn Torah. The whole point is to learn from there. That's what Sefer Chinuch and Tosas writes. So you see there's this correlation between just you come for free, just like I see you for free, you see me for free. I teach you for free, you teach for free. That's perhaps the connection maybe of these very similar limudim. Okay, now the Heter, by the way, just as a side that a Rebbe could take the any money for Torah Shvachsav is because he takes money not for the teaching but for the watching of the kids and watching of the people.
But also there's always Torah real faith. Like you can't teach Torah.
Right. At least not nowadays, right, yeah. So Ella Kolhecha
Diasa, yeah. You can't charge for laning lessons.
Laning lessons, right. Well, I guess for that you could always, since it's a kid under 13, he needs a shmir, you watch over the kid. Right. Unless it's in the kid's house, parent's house, and they're home, we don't need you here. We don't need a babysitter when I'm watching my kids, but So, Ella Kolhecha Da'asa. So, the Gemara continues now. The last word in the narrow lines, Ella Kolhecha Da'asa V'lo Aisi. Whenever he comes and does not bring a carbon, the Chuyama Lo Pligi Da'ail Umeschazi V'nafik. Everyone agrees. The aisle he could come in, the mechazi be seen, but nothing can leave. Even Reish Lakish will agree, you could show up empty handed, we're not going to kick you out, because we just brought this medrash that you could show up for free, there's no admission fee. So, what's the machlokas now between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish? So, keep pleading, when do they argue the asav aisi? We're changing the shifting around the machlokas. The question if they do come and show up with the animal, can you accept it? Rabbi Yochanan d'amar ries panim bazara, it says you only have to show your face, ries panim hu de'ain lo shir, hala carbon yesh lo shir. Showing up has no limit. You could show up as many times as you want. Bring a carbon does have a limit. You only have to and perhaps are only allowed to bring just one time. And if you were to bring an additional carbon, it would seem that you couldn't bring it. I'm guessing it's going to be what's called a chulun bazar. It's a chulun bazara. You can't bring regular animals to be shechted in the carbon in the base of Mikdash. So it's also, I would imagine, an extra carbon ria, according to Rabbi Yochanan, would be considered a chulin ba'azara. Mm-hmm. The last part is that. So that I'll just say again. Before we thought Reish Lakish thought every time you show up you have to bring a karvan.
Right.
Yochanan brought him a Bryson checkmate. The Bryson clearly says you're allowed to show bechinim. You can show up for free. But the Gemara had to change machlokas around. So let's read that inside again. What's the new machlokas? So these are the first words on the wide lines. Kol heicha da'asa v'lo aisi. Every time you come and do not bring a karbon, the chuliyama lo pligi, everyone's in agreement. The aisle, you could show up. U'mischazi b'sin, v'nafik and leave. Even Rabbi Reish Lakish will agree, you don't have to bring a karbon. You could show up as many times as you want without bringing anything. Ki pligi, when is the machlokas?
I'm sorry, but this is after the first day. The first day,
exactly.
Everyone agrees that you have
to. Ikar regla, everyone agrees you have to bring a karbon.
Okay.
Remaining days, you do not have to bring a karbon. The machlokas is ki pligi the us of the icy. You come and you bring with you an animal. If Yochanan the Amar Rias Panim, he says all you have to do is show up. So Rias Panim hu de ein lashir, showing up has no limit. You could show up as many times as you want. Ha, however, the implication is the carbon yesh lashir. There is a limit of how many carbonos, meaning only one, or maybe according to that footnote, maybe you can bring multiple ones on day one. But the remaining days, you're not allowed to bring carbonos. It would be the equivalent of chulin bazar.
And then you couldn't.
Right. Reish Lakish Amar Rias Panim B'Karbon. No, you have to show up with the carbon. Da'afilu carbon nami in Lashir. Even the remaining days can be accompanied with the carbon. There's a requirement to bring a carbon because Bechinam. But if one wanted to, it can be accepted. And just see from the Ein Mishra note, we've paskin like Reish Lakish that you can bring the additional carbon. So that's what I glean from the Ein Mishra.
Here also it says there's an Isra about Dose.
Interesting.
That case.
According to Rabbi Yochanan, the Isra about Tosef, has Reish Lakish get around the? That's part of the pasuk. That's part of the pasuk.
Right. Yeah, but additional to Chulin Lazar, there's another
Isra that's about. So two different Isra according to Rabbi Yochanan. Then the Gemara asks a final question within this machlokas. Actually, really a new question because now we've rephrased the machlokas. Say Esive. Gemara quotes a pasuk that's found in Mishlei. Hokar, no, I can't read the nekudos here.
Hokar,
raglecha, okay. We need new glasses. Hokar raglecha mi beis reyacha. So, the pasuk means hokar is what heavy here, or does it mean yakar and precious,
or maybe? Hapasuk meremer she'in le'adam leharbot be'ahavat korbanot lebeit hakadosh baruch hu rahu shel Israel.
So hokar, I guess, would be heavy. It weights down your legs.
Scarce,
okay, like.
Uh
huh. What's that source of that word?
Right. You have to make it like precious, like.
Okay, so yakar.
Yakar, right.
Okay, so your leg should be minimized from the base re'echa. What's base re'echa? So if you look in Rashi, this is six lines from the bottom. The base re'echa, the base ohavcha hakadosh baruch hu, from the house of the one whom you love, hakadosh baruch hu. Shekar Yisrael Reim, we're all called friends. Shenemar Lemanachai V'Rei'ai. So you should limit the amount of times you appear in the Beis Hamikdash. So what's the question here? So this would seem to be a question to, according to both opinions, that they both permit you to show up as many times as you want. The only question is whether you're allowed to bring a carbon or not. Right? I think it's a question to both. Rashi doesn't tell us. So Rabbi Yochanan is asking Reish Lakish here. He's talking about specifically bringing karbanos.
Right, it's saying it's because Reish Lakish says that every time you come, you should bring.
Right, so the rest of the pasuk is pen yispa'acha osnecha. You might satisfy and cause him to hate you, it seems. So I guess don't bring too many karbanos to overstuff him. So it's referring to you can show up as many times as you want empty-handed, like Rabbi Yochanan, but to stuff up the Mizbeach, if you will, that seems to be a problem in Tekashi against Reish Lakish, that you're allowed to bring additional karbanos. Gemara says, no, Hassan, that pasuk in Mishnah is referring to Bechatos Vashamos, with Kiddi Rabbi Levi. We'll see in a second that you bring Chatos. We don't want you stuffing up with sins. Don't do Averos. But when it comes to Olos, which are or Nedarim Nedavos, which are dedications, that's something that's certainly acceptable. Olas Riyah is not a chatas. You can bring as many Olas Riyahs as you want, according to Rish Lakish. What does Rabbi Levi say? The Rabbi Levi, Rami, he asks the steer in the following psukim. Ksiv hoka raglech mi beis reyecha. One should make it scarce the amount of times he shows up to the Beis HaMikdash. Uksiv abba avo beisecha bolos. Avo beisecha is bolos, part of the pasuk. Yeah. The pasuk says that you should bring from your house olos. You should bring shekan nechatos v'ashamos kan be'olos v'ashamim. That's the difference. The first pasuk when Mishle is referring to chatos v'ashamos is aveiros, don't bring a lot because we don't want you to sin at all. But when it comes to olos v'ashamim, which are nice dedications, so then you're, and that's allowed. And that's encouraged. If you look at Rashi, b'chatos v'ashamos, this is around 10 lines up, shelo techta v'tizakek lehavi chatos v'asham. We don't want to encourage you to bring chatos and neshamim because that means you're going to be doing aveiros. So that's discouraged. But to bring olos riyah, that's certainly something encouraged according to Reish Lakish. Tani Namihachi, there's a price that seems to say this idea. Hoka raglach mi beis reyacha, b'chatos v'ashamos hakas medaber. So this is referring to don't overload the amount of chatos and neshamos that you bring. You say it's referring to these types of kaponos. Maybe it's referring to a different type of carbon. No, when the pasuk says avo beisecha bolos, ashen lucha nidarai hari olos v'shamim amar. The other pasuk in Tehillim, that's referring to paying up your dues of your olos of your nedarim and davos. So ha mani mekayim hoka raglech mi beis reyacha. So what does the pasuk in Mishlei mean that you shouldn't come to the Beis Mikdash? That must be referring to bechatos v'ashamos akasim medaber. Those type of karbanos that come on aveiros. Those are the types of karbanos that should not be brought. Okay. We quote a brayse above that told us that ein nir mechatzon, when the three times a year a person would go to lila regel, you shouldn't show up chatzon halfway, as the pasuk says kol zechurcha, all of you or all of you, all. Not sure exactly it refers to which people.
Just talking about the three shifts that they had. No, this was Korban Pesach.
Right? This the three shifts of Korban Pesach, right? So this we're not sure what it's talking about. There's really no indication from the Brisa. The Gemara explains, suggests that initially Savar Rav Yosef Lememar, he initially wanted to say as follows: Man de Islay Asar Banim, someone who has 10 sons, Lo Liske Hayna Chamisha Lmacha Chamisha, he shouldn't do half today, half tomorrow. Go up together in one shot. That's what the initial understanding of Rav Yosef was. So the Gemara is an interesting retort back. Amar Lei Abaye says to Rav Yosef, Pshita that. You wouldn't do that. Of course you'd bring all 10 sons together. Why would you think you could leave half today, half tomorrow? Who are you going to tell is going to be a poshe? Who is going to be a zara? It's not fair to decide, okay, you five, you guys are lazy, you stay back here, and you five are a little quicker, you stay, come with me today. It's not fair. Who's going to make such a decision? You're going to draw lots. That's poshe, that all 10 should show up.
Dressed in 5 minutes.
Well, right, you could.
Only staying home.
You might recall that Gemara in Pesachim where they said the first one who makes it to the Har Bayis first, his animal is going to get shechted. So they had a whole race between all the children, and the daughters were the ones who got there first. So that year, the Benos were the Mizuzim and the Banim were the Atzlanim, the Gemara says.
In those days, they didn't put makeup on them.
Right. So Ella Krol Lemayasa. So if it's not referring to a situation where the half the sons would stay back, half the sons would go, what in fact is a pasuk referred to? What's called Zechurcha coming to exclude that who can't show up? The Gemara says it's referring to the opinion of the Acherim. The Tanya Acherim Omim Hamakamets. We saw this already before. The one who comments. What was the profession of the Makamets again? He who gathers together the excrement, right? Right. And then the
For tannery,
for tanning the leather.
Yeah.
And the Tsar, if he would do welding the metals, I think,
yeah.
And the right Mitzari from Mechoshes, and Habursi, they would do the tanning of the leather. All those three are Ptuim and Haria. Shinemar, Kol Zechurcha. What does Kol Zechurcha mean? Mishi Yachol Lalos Emen Kol Zechurcha. People who can accompany the rest of the Tzibor, Yatzur Eilu Sheini Yachol Lalos Emen Kol Zechurcha. Since these people have and these very bad smelling professions, and it becomes part of them, their clothing, even their skin, their flesh, they no one else wants to be with them, so they're excluded because they cannot be with Kol Zechurcha, and that's what the Kol Zechurcha comes to teach us. The new Mishnah tells us now that Olos B'moed, yeah.
This still didn't answer what the shot on, right? What you said. said...
What Inchatzai means?
Yeah.
I thought we just threw that line out of the Brisa. That's how I understood it. That there's no real interpretation.
There's no, okay.
And then the question now, what the word kol is coming
right.
to teach us,
right.
that's how I understood it.
Yeah, so Inchatzai just doesn't
go. Yeah, I think so. Okay, the new Mishnah now. I think with this, the rest of the Mishnah, the Gemara, we're going to have to read a lot of the Rashis. I may have to try to explain them outside. The Mishnah says, Olos b'moed, baos minachulim. So the olos riya that are brought in Chol HaMoed come from chulin. You have to use chulin money. However, the shlamim min ha-meiser, the shlamim v'shalmei simcha, remember we had, there's two shlamims. The shalmei chagiga, which is a carbon, and the shalmei simcha, which is supposed to be bring simcha to the family. So the riya comes from chulin, but shlamim can even come from meiser money. So let's read through this Rashi to explain this. Rashi writes, olos b'moed baos min ha-chulin. Mashma hashta, it implies now that olos ri'ya ha bos becholos shel moed bos mechulin velo mimolos meiser sheni. You can't use your meiser sheni. It worked is that you took you were a farmer, you took your food inside your house, you gave chuma to the kohen, you gave meiser rishon to the levi, and then there's meiser sheni. Meiser sheni is a tenth, the second level tenth that you take. You're supposed to bring it up to Yerushalayim to eat. Now, oftentimes the farmers had a lot of fruit. To schlep all the fruit would be a big deal. They'd be poded that fruit onto money, and that's called molos meiser sheni. They bring that meiser, maos meiser sheni up to Yerushalayim, and they buy food. So that meiser sheni was not allowed to be used to buy olos re'ir. That's what Rashi is telling us. The kain lan, why not? Rashi continues, kol davar shebechova, any obligation, eino ba'ela min hachulin, can only come from chulin money, maseches menachos. If you have an obligation to pay something, you cannot use meiser money, it has to come from chulin money. It comes true also with meiser ksafim. Those who are makbid to take meiser ksafim, you cannot use Ma'aser Ksafim to pay for a chov. So let's say, for example, a person took upon himself to give tzedakah. He made a net, I'm going to give tzedakah. He now created a chov for himself. You can't use Ma'aser Ksafim to pay for outstanding chov. But let's say you never took upon yourself a neder. You have Ma'aser Ksafim, you could give it to tzedakah, of course, whatever you want. You cannot use it to fulfill a chov. Or let's say you have an obligation by Shalach Manos, or any other mitzvah, or Dal Minim. These are chiyuvim. You can't use Ma'aser Ksafim to pay for chiyuvim. You have to use chulin money to pay for chiyuvim.
Yeah, but when you give tzedakah in your mind, it's going to be money from your Ma'aser Ksafim, then it's fine.
Then it's fine, exactly.
Right.
But you can't pay a chiyuv that exists.
Even if you don't know yet how much you have to give, as long as you have the kavanah, right?
I believe so.
Probably.
I believe so. Now, this all depends how serious you take Ma'aser Ksafim. That itself is a discussion.
It's a machlok.
Big machlok. Is it a minog? Is it a chiyuv deraisa, a chiyuv derbanan? Yeah, it's a fascinating topic. A number of Shechter Willig, they assume it's a minhag. They said, don't be so crazy about it. I know many people are very makbid. It's a wonderful thing to be makbid on, but we generally assume it's a minhag, so you have to be as precise as one would want to be. The article has a wonderful sefer about it. He assumes one should be very makbid and very, very precise. Chavis Chaim is very precise how to do all the numbers. But either way, the more challenging part is how to disperse them properly. Okay, fine. So, so the olas riya, back to the Mishnah. So since the olas riya is a chiv, you have to use chulin money. You can't use meiser money. But shlamim, the Gemara is going to explain, the shlamim could even be, you could even use meiser sheni for shlamim, because although shlamim seems to be a chiv, there's a special pasuk that says shlamim could come from any source. You can be masamech with anything you want, even meiser sheni. It's a special exception of being mekayim mechiv through meiser sheni. So then the Mishnah says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. The Gemara is going to explain what that means. That Beishame Omrim Min HaChulin, you have to use Chulin. It's going to refer to the Chagiga. Remember we said before, you mentioned this last time, maybe it was yesterday even, that there comes to Pesach, there are two Chagigas. There's a Chagiga, a regular Chagiga, and there's a Chagiga Yudalim. So Chagiga Yudalim, that's what we're referring to, but the Gemara is going to explain that. Beishame holds, you could use the Chulin money, only Chulin money, to purchase the Chagiga of the Yudalim. You could even use Meiser Sheni to purchase the Chagig of Yudalit. Then the Mishnah says, Yisrael Yotin de Chavasan b'nedarim u'b'nedavos u'meiser behema. So this is referring to the Chiv of Simcha. You could use anything you want for Simcha. So the Mishnah goes on to elaborate on what are the examples. So you could use, we mentioned above that you could use Meiser. Now Mishnah tells us you could use Nedarim if a person took himself upon himself a Neder. So typically the way it worked was, if I took myself a Neder, I'm not going to show up in a random month of Cheshvan. I may as well wait until Pesach to bring it. It's more convenient. isn't there an Isser Baal Tachah? There's an Isser to delay bringing. So the Mishnah in Rosh, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, if you remember, talk about exactly how many. Exactly. Some say even one, two, three. Yeah. I think we pass in three. So you have three regalim to bring them. So you may as well wait till you go to Yerushalayim anyways. So you have bring a neder, or you bring a dava on the regal. You could use that to become your other mitzvah of shlamim. Shalmei Simcha. You could also use ma'aseh behema. You take the tenth of every animal, every 10 animals you would take, that would be considered ma'aseh behema. You bring it to Yerushalayim on the regal. That could be Yotzir Simcha. And the Kohanim would have other options. The Kohanim, Bechatos, Vashamos. Remember, they would get part of the carbon that a Baal would bring, a Chadas, he would eat part of it. He could use that to be Mekayim, his mitzvah of Simcha Yantif. Ubechor, the Kohanim would get the Bechor, that too would be fulfilling his Simcha. Ubechaz of Ashok, and the Chaz of the Shok of all the different Chulin animals that he would get, right? Every Chulin animal. No, sorry, this is talking about the Shlamim. I apologize. This is talking about Shlamim. On the, maybe the carbon Toda? Yeah, Shlamim. Okay, the Shlamim. Okay, so he gets the chaz and shok of the Shlamim. That could also be used to fulfill his requirement of Simcha. Aval, says Mishnah, lo be'ofos, lo be'menachos. Birds and flower offerings does not suffice. It has to be an animal. Basa Bema. Right, exactly. That's what Rashi writes. Rashi, towards the bottom, right before the Gemara starts. This is five, six narrow lines up in Rashi. About lo be'ofos, Bechatas of does not work. Shein sova el bebas behema, a person won't get satisfied only through eating an animal from a behema. And the Gemara is going to learn this out.
It's interesting that the Kohanim, they don't have to put any money. They just...
Right. Well, they don't have any money. They don't have a property. They don't have farms. There's very little that they have. They're supported by Klal Yisrael. Yeah. So the Gemara says now, so the Mishnah told us that the olos that are brought on Moed have to come from chulin. You can't use ma'aseh shein to buy olos, since it's a chiyuv. You have to use chulin money. So the Gemara says, ela olos b'moed hu debaos min achulin. When olos are brought on chol ha-moed, then you have to use chulin. Does that imply ha b'yomta? But if you're bringing the money on yantiv itself, you bring the olos on yantiv itself, day one, min ha-maiser, you're allowed to use ma'aser. How could you use ma'aser to bring olah, even though it's taking place on yantiv? Amai, davar shebechovahi, it's a requirement to bring an ola. Bechol davar shebechovah, eino ba elam in a chulin, like we said. You can only use chulin money. So why is the Mishnah specify only in chol moed do you have to use chulin money for the ria, implying, but on yantif, you're allowed to use ma'aser money. You can never use ma'aser money to fulfill a chiyuv, and this is a chiyuv to bring the ola's relief. The chitayman, if you're going to suggest, hokamash malam, this comes to teach us that the ola's b'moed baos, b'yomtav eino baos. Maybe it's telling us, you can't bring the olos riyantif even if you wanted to. As we'll see in a second, is a machlokas. You're only allowed to bring the olos riya starting day one of chol moed. But there's an iser derisa to bring it on yantif rishon. And that's why the Mishnah talks about moed. Because yantif, there's nothing to talk about because you can't bring it. So if you want to suggest that, again, v'chi tema, if you're going to suggest that kamash v'lan, that the olos b'moed balas b'yomtof ain't a balas, the olos riya cannot come on yantif, k'man k'bei shamai, we're going to pass on like bei shamai. That's not the Mishnah tells us. I think this is in Beya. Right, that Beishamei Omrim Mivin Shlamim Vein Samchan Alem. You're allowed to bring Shlamim on Yomtif, and you're not Somich on them. The reason why you're not Somich on them is because it's a Shvus, and you're not allowed to do Shvusim even on Yomtif. Aval Lo Olos, and Beishamei says you cannot bring Olos at all, and that's what we're going with right now, we're suggesting. Beishila Omrim Mivin Shlamim Va'olos. You could bring both them, even Olos can be brought on Yomtif. Vesomchan Alem, and you're also allowed to be Somich on them. And the reason being, Rashi explains that once you're allowed to bring the olos, so they didn't have the shvus. The shvus is only an issur derabanan. The chamer not goes there a shvus of leaning on an animal in a situation where you're allowed to bring a carbon. So once you're allowed to bring the ola, they said there's no issur of smich anymore. So shlamim. Once you bring the shlamim, there's no issur of smich anymore. So what comes out here is, so we can't suggest, why is a mishnah dafka say olos and moed? Not to imply that olos are asan yamtif, because we follow like Beis Hillel. And Beis Hillel permits olos to be brought on yantif. So there's something's going on in this mission. The Gemara tells you, I'll tell you what's going on. It's a chasuri mechzor. There's something missing in the mission. We have to reread something, rewrite. M'hachi katani. The mission should be read as follows. Olos nidarim v'nidavos b'moed baos b'yom tov eino baos. That's the introduction. The mission should write that all those different things, the nidarim, not olos riyah, but olos in general, which are nedarim, nedavos, that they have on their own volunteer to bring, that can only be brought on Chol HaMoed, but not be brought on Yom Tov. However, then our Mishnah begins, V'olos Ri'iya ba afil b'Yom Tov, and Olos Ri'iya can be brought even on Yom Tov, according to Beis Hillel. However, Uchshihi ba, when it's brought on Yom Tov, Eino ba ele min achulun, you can only use chulun money to purchase an Olos Ri'iya, since it's a chova.
Quite the change,
yeah. I'm not sure, that's what I was wondering, like, is it changing the Mishnah or changing the Brayos?
Like a major.
Yeah.
Right,
it's being okay the Mishnah. Then this Mishnah, this newfound Mishnah, says Shalmei Simcha Bun Af Min HaMeiser. And as we said before, the Gemara, I think it must be tomorrow's daf, is going to tell us that Shalmei Simcha, you could use even the Meiser, even though normally speaking you cannot use Meiser money to buy a Chova. This is an exception. You can use Meiser money to buy the Shalmei Simcha. Then the Mishnah continues. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, then the Chagiga that's brought on day one of Pesach, Beishame Omer Min HaChulin, Beishel Omer Min HaMeiser, it's a machlokas here, whether or not you could bring it from Chulin or Meiser. Now the Gemara is not going to analyze that line right now, but that was just the rereading of our Mishnah. Again, as Ricky said, not quite the Chesum Echsera, but this is our new Mishnah. Okay. Now, there's apparently a Brisa that says the same idea. Tanya Nami Hochi, Olos Nidarim V'Nidavos B'Moi Baos, B'Yom Tov Einot Baos. Right, these types of Olos that are just volunteer to be brought, that's only allowed to be brought on the Chol HaMoed, not allowed to be brought on Yom Tov. Right. Let's look at the Svar for a second in Rashi. This is based on the Gemara in Nebeya. This is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wide lines down in Rashi. A few lines, a few words in the front. B'Yom Tov Einot Baos. Why can you not bring these nedarim and nedavos? Va'afilu beis hillel, you're not allowed to bring these nedarim and nedavos. Svirle, l'tana, our Mishnah holds this way. D'masnisin, the nedarim and nedavos ain't craven b'yomtif. You're not allowed to bring these in yomtif. V'chisharu beis hillel, b'olos riyah. When beis hillel did permit the bringing of the olos riyah, v'shal mechagiga, afa pi sheish lo tashumim, even though you can make it up, why should we say Docha Yom Tov? Don't you have the remaining Chol HaMoed days to bring it? Isn't it better to bring it on a Chol HaMoed day than to violate Yom Tov? Still, the Ikar Mitzvah Sam Yom Rishon. It's still best to bring it Dafka on day one. For Yom Tov, Tichsiv, the Pasuk says, V'chagosim also B'yom HaRishon Mashma, day one. When it comes to the Dharma and the Davos, there's no heter to bring it on Yom Tov. So back to the Gemara, to continue the Braisa. Let's read the Braisa again just to get the flow. Tanya Nami Hachi. Olos nedarim v'nedavos b'moed baos b'yom tov eino baos. If olos ri'iya ba afil b'yom tov, they can be brought even on Yom Tov. Uchshi ba, when you bring olos ri'iya eino ba el min achulin, u'sham esimcha ban af min ha'meiser, v'chagiz Yom Tov rishon shal pesach b'sham e'omim min achulin b'sol omim min ha'meiser. Fine, so all that was pretty much what we just said. Just to repeat in the braisa. I think it's by, we could go to the next page even. It only goes one line down, two lines down, so may as well, even though tomorrow's off is short, but we're still in the same inyan. So, the Gemara says, Maishna Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon Shel Pesach. So, why is it Machlokas? When it comes to the first day of Pesach, the Chagiga Pesach, there's a Machlokas. But that, the Gemara is going to answer that, I think. Oh, no, the Gemara is going to answer that. Let's see. If you look at Rashi, Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon.
Meaning, it's asking why do we need it, or what's the difference between it?
Why would it, if you look at Rashi, and Rashi four lines from the bottom, Chagigas Yom Tov Rishon, which is Shehu Davar Vandai Davar Shebechova. This is certainly a requirement to bring this. Afil Yeshod Ba'asah Harbe, even if you have a lot of beat. The question is, if it's a Davar Shebechova, so why does Beis Hillel think you could use Meiser for this?
Right.
When it comes to the Chagiga on the rest of the Yom Tov and the rest of Sukkot and Shavuos, you could only use Chulin money. So why suddenly by Yom Tov Rishon of Pesach, you could, according to at least Beis Hillel, he allows you to bring it from Meiser? So answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Ashi, Hokamashmal, this comes to teach us that Chagigas Chamishasar in Chagigas Arbasar lo. To tell us that, let's look at Rashi for this, Chagigas Yudal lo, Klomar, L'hochi nach Pesach. There's another chagiga that's brought Er Pesach, which accompanies the Korban Pesach. When there's a lot of people and not enough meat to go around to everyone, and you have to eat it al sova, they bring the second carbon chagiga, stuff their faces with that, and then they leave a little room up to have the Pesach, so they eat the Pesach al hasover while they're satisfied. Vashminan Masnisan, our mission is coming to teach us nechagigas yom tov asmo who deina ba elam nachulin, that the chagiga of yom tov itself, not the air of yom tov, but the actual one, can only come from the chulin. Vachagigas abasar ba af min amaiser, because remember the chagigas yidal is not really a chova.
Just a soap to create a sova, that's all.
Exactly. So therefore, Basil permits you to use Maisa for that. But the Chagiga itself, don't get confused, the actual Chagiga's Yamtif, which appears in all Shlosh Regalim, that's a chova, and that one's only able to use the Chulin money for that. So that's
So let's say you have only, you're alone, you have only your own Chabura, and you have a whole Behema. You don't have to bring Chagiga.
Exactly.
Because for sure you're going to be the sova.
Right. Let's read that one more time inside, then we'll go to the next page. The Amar of Ashi, Hakamashma, this comes to teach us that Chagigas Chamishasar in only that you have to bring from Chulin, but Chagigas Arbasalo, but the Chagig of the 14th, it does not have to come from the Chulin necessarily, it could even come from the Meiser monies. Alma, the top of Chesman Amalaf tells us, Alma Kasavar, Chagigas Arbasar, Lav Deraisa, it must not be a Deraisa, rather it was a Chamim's, I guess, advice to help accomplish the din of Lasova. I guess that's what it's telling us. There's no Rashi here. But is it, that's,
what is it saying?
It's not saying it's... I thought it's deraisa though. I thought Chagigah was a deraisa, not necessarily a chiyuv. Meaning, if it's not deraisa, how are you allowed to bring the Chagigah Yadalid? It has to be deraisa. The only question is not a, it means it's not a chiyuv deraisa, it's just a kiyum deraisa.
I think.
What is this? How does it explain it there?
Here it's a retos of Sachim.
Wow.
According to Tosos,
Wow. Is that agreed upon by everybody?
That's Tosos. According to Rambam, no.
Rambam is a din of Al Sova Darasa.
Yeah. It's a Rambam says that there is a Chovat. There is no
chova,
but it's a mitzvah.
It's a mitzvah. So the way you read this, so Tosaf reads this as saying there's no deraisa at all. Al sova is a made up concept.
Right.
They're both made up.
And according to right.
Ram says no. The way you read there's a deraisa concept, but the way you read the Gemara would be lav chi of deraisa, but there is a ki of deraisa.
Right. So since it's a ki and there's no chi of, you're able to use the mouse matzvah.
So it's so crazy. So how does Tosas understand this? Though? How if it's only a Dirbana are able to create a carbon? We ever find any other situation where they create a carbon? Okay, amazing. All right, Shkoyach. The Chazara, okay. One of these days I'll start remembering this. So we started off with this Mishnah that had a whole list of mitzvahs that have no shir, Peya, Bikurim, Harayon, Gimelas, Chasadim, Talmud Torah. And then we had a whole debate what exactly Rayayon meant. Did it mean showing up to the Beis HaMikdash empty-handed, or did it mean showing up with the carbon each time? We kind of tweaked the machlokas and concluded as follows. And everybody agreed that you're allowed to show up multiple times for free, ma'anim b'chinim afata b'chinim, but if you come with a carbon the remaining days, do we accept the carbon? Rabbi Yochanan says we do not accept the carbon. That was for one of two reasons, either because of Isser Chulin Bazara or because of Isser Bal Tosef. Rish Lakish felt, no, one's allowed to show up and bring it. You don't have to, but we do accept the carbon if you do bring it the accompanying days. Now, there are a number of questions back and forth. We got out of that. Then the Mishnah had quoted the Gemara had quoted Brisa, two different psukim, whether it's a good idea to bring multiple carbonos or it's not a good idea, and we said there's a difference which type of carbon. Quite much encouraged to bring those, according to Reish Lakish, because it's a great thing to bring carbonos. When it comes to chatalos vashamos, which are brought only because of Averos, those are strongly discouraged. Don't do Averos, don't lead yourself to bring it. We had a Gemara had this very interesting line of Ein Chatzan. What Ein Chatzan meant, we think it was a race in the Brisa that made no sense, and we ended up saying the word Kol comes to include that, or really exclude that people who could not join with the rest of the Tzibur because they did professions that smelled bad and made them smell bad, since they couldn't be with Kol Zechurcha, they were exempt in the Mekames, the Mitzarif, and the Borsi. Then we saw the Mishnah that discussed the concept of whenever there's a chova, davar shebechova, eino ba el min achulin. If you have an obligation, you can only use chulin money, you can't use maaser money. So we had a whole list of olos, v'shlamim, what can be brought, what cannot be brought. And we end up concluding that very confusing read of Gemara. We read the entire Mishnah, and the conclusion was that if it was an ola that was a neder, nedava, that was simply a volunteer to be brought, that cannot be docha yomtif, that's only brought in chol moed. But the ola sariya, which is a chov, and the chiv deraisa to be brought in yomtif, even that can be docha yomtif itself.
But cannot be used for with money of
ma'aser. Exactly, but cannot be used for ma'aser sheni, has to come from chulin money. And then finally, at the end of the daf, we had the discussion about the chagiga of yedalad, that it's not a chova. And since it's achova, you could use meiser money according to Beis Hillel. And we concluded that it wasn't a din deraisa. There must be two ways to read that. Either it wasn't deraisa at all, it was a made-up thing, alasova, according to the Tosa's understanding, but made up by the Rabbanon. And according to the Rambam, it's a kiyam deraisa, not a chiyav deraisa.